So this was the preface for our reading this section of Keith Lowe's Savage Continent, in which he's describing a apparently inexplicable reaction that returning Jews returning from concentration camps, who had been through, as we saw with our reading of Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, horrors that unimaginable, unspeakable. And to come back to callousness, cruelty from those who didn't experience Auschwitz. How do you make sense of this, of such cruelty, without Alice? Continuing with Keith Lowe's Savage Continent. Non-Jewish aid agencies such as UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Administration, and the Red Cross were providing targeted help, such as the establishment of exclusively Jewish displaced persons camps and the tracing of friends and family members. Even the new national governments had made a start at changing attitudes toward Jews, for example, by repealing all anti-Jewish legislation. On the other hand, years of Nazi propaganda could not be overturned in a matter of weeks or months, and open anti-Semitism still existed everywhere. Sometimes this expressed itself in ways that are quite shocking. And again, my interjection. I believe we needed Alice Miller to understand that. It wasn't just years of Nazi propaganda, but millennia of training in the ideology of citizen barbarian. Continuing. Sometimes this expressed itself in ways that are quite shocking. Jews who returned to the Greek city of Thessaloniki in 1945, for example, were sometimes greeted with, "Ah, you survived," or even, "What a pity you were not made into soap." In Eindhoven, Jewish repatriates were confronted by an official who registered them with the words, "Not another Jew. They must have forgotten to gas you." In the German cities of Garmisch and Memmingen, cinema newsreels that mentioned the death of 6 million Jews provoked shouts of, "They didn't kill enough of them," followed by deafening applause. The greatest fear of returning Jews was that, for all the measures being put in place by governments and aid agencies, the real issue of deep-rooted anti-Semitism would never disappear. How about the deep-rooted training in Might Makes Right, which parents unconsciously subjected all children in the global class system to? Continuing, experience had taught them that neither democracy nor apparent equality of rights, nor even their own patriotism was a guarantee against persecution. Their greatest challenge was not to treat every small incident as the sign of a future explosion or proof that a new mass murder is being prepared. If they were to manage this, they needed help from the communities they were rejoining. On returning home, therefore, what Jews required more than anything else was reassurance. If they were to be able to pick up their lives once more, they should be given more than just food and shelter and medical care, most of which was generally provided along the same lines as it was to other returnees. What they needed was to be welcomed. Some Jews, like Primo Levi, did indeed return to friends full of life, the warmth of secure meals, the solidity of daily work, the liberating joy of recounting my story. Those are his quotes from Primo Levi. There were many stories of Jews being reunited as if by a miracle with loved ones, of compassion from strangers who spontaneously provided them with food or shelter, or who listened to their stories. Unfortunately, however, such stories are not quite as common as they should have been, and the experience of most was somewhat different. And I apologize for starting late, and we are shorting once again our reading of Savage Continent. So, we got some reading to do. And if you get the chance to pick up Heidi, trust me, it's worth the read. Until next week, peace.